You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are speaking with Oscar Arango, CFO of Gfu.com, a privacy-protecting search engine that doesn't track or store the online behavior of its users. Oscar, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me. The pleasure is all mine. And I'm really interested in telling you more about our tool, which is an amazing search engine called Gfu.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hearing that and getting more familiar with the offerings there as well. Why is privacy important for users searching online?
I want to start with this question, asking something to all your listeners, and is that if you're walking through the street, do you give all the information to the people that walk around you? For example, if they ask you what are you doing next in the next hour, or what is your four-digit debit card code, or stuff like that, I believe that the answer would be that you won't do that, right? So we think that online privacy is really important because, as in real life, privacy is very important. Right now, you are not aware that many tools in the internet are tracking and are getting a lot of information about you through different processes, and you don't know that you're giving it away right away.
And that certainly does make a whole lot of sense. So what happens today when I search for information using Google, Bing, or Yahoo, or anything else?
All these search engines and many of the internet tools right now, they store a lot of information about what you have been doing on the internet. They store your IP address. They store all your history, all the pages that you have visited. They store your geographic positioning or location. They store some passwords. They store a lot of information right now that you are not aware they're storing, and they keep track of everything that you do online. So sometimes you or most of the time you are not aware of these happening.
Isn't it a benefit to have my search results tailored to my interests and needs? Would you say that that is true?
No, I don't believe that, and we in Gfu definitely don't believe in that, because they tailor the information according to what they have recorded about yourself and about your internet or online behavior. So they store a lot of information about you, and if you recently heard AOL was hacked, and Facebook and Twitter have been hacked, so when they hack all the servers of these tools, these hackers or these pirates can get all this information that these tools use to tailor the search results or to tailor the information. And also, the other thing is that they tailor the information by doing historic analysis, and sometimes you are not interested anymore in some things that you were interested in the past. So we believe that it's not a right thing to say that tailored results are better for you.
Certainly appreciate that explanation and response today. We're joined by Oscar Arango, CFO of Gfu.com, a privacy-protecting search engine that doesn't track or store the online behavior of its users, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Oscar, different browsers have privacy modes. Why not just use that?
This is actually a very good question, Eric. Thank you very much, because many users believe that they are fully protected by using these tools some browsers offer, but actually this private mode that the browsers offer the users is not quite accurate in its terminology about saying it's private, right? Because What this mode does is that it doesn't store some of the pages that you're visiting, some of these web pages. So the history of your browsing isn't stored, but all the tools that you're using are storing everything that you're doing. So it's not masking the your behavior to these tools. For example, Google Analytics uses tracking codes that this private mode doesn't protect you against, and some other storing of IP addresses and storing of the all the searches that you have done through the different search engines like Google, Bing, or Yahoo. So this private mode only does part of the work or does part of the job. So it's not completely safe to use these tools, browser software.
What does Gfoo do differently than other search engines?
We have three main value propositions that are different from other search engines. The first one is the privacy protection, which is was actually our main concern when we started creating Gfoo, because and this means that we don't spy on users and we don't store or capture any information about them, so we can then use it to push advertisement or to tailor results. And that's like our main concern was this. We don't store your IP address, we don't store your location, we don't keep track of your web browsing, so that's one of our main features. The other thing is that we're interested in non-invasive advertising. This means if you see search results right now in the big three, the first results are always sponsored results. And they actually, as they get in between the regular results. So we don't want to do this type of invasive advertising. So this is another good thing for users, because the results they will see in the result set are the ones that they are looking for. And finally, we're not putting you in an information bubble. Since the big three have drawn a lot of conclusions as to who you are, they only present you with the information that some engineer in a dark room thought was appropriate for you. So when these tailored results come to you as results, they're actually part of an algorithm that uses your history to predict what you want to search. And as I said before, tailored results aren't very interesting for users, because maybe you're not interested in things that you were interested in the past. So I think these three things summarize what makes us different from all the other search engines right now.
Certainly make some valid points, especially about past interest, and those typically change over time. Who is Gfoo actually, and what are your backgrounds and aspirations?
Gfoo right now is the only search engine created outside the U.S., and especially in Latin America, and we decided we wanted to create our own algorithm so we can certainly guarantee that our results are the best results and that we don't spy on users, because there are other search engines that right now say they are interested in or that they protect user privacy, but at the end they are using APIs that connect to Google or to the other search engines like Bing and Yahoo. So as I said before, in the privacy mode browsing, on the background, all these tools are gathering all your information. So Gfoo is really the first search engine that is interested in your privacy. Our background is really interesting, because we are three computer scientists, two of them my associates and my coworkers, called Sebastian Henao and Darwin Tuzarma. They were the ones that started with this crazy journey. And at the beginning, everybody thought they were crazy. And right now we believe that if somebody calls you crazy, then you're in the right path, because you're doing something different, and only the people that do something different are the ones that change the world. We have been having a very interesting growth rate. We started with around 40 searches a day, and we have grown more than 4,600%, sorry. And right now, 120 or plus countries are using Gifu. So we're really proud of what we have achieved, and in a really short amount of time, because we just started around a year ago. And coming from a company that started outside the U.S., I think we have done very, very, very well. Our objective, as we say sometimes, is to give back the clothes to people. We don't want them to feel naked in the internet. So what we want to give them back their clothes, so they don't feel unprotected or they don't feel exposed in the internet, which is what most of the time happens when you use all the different tools that are right now available online.
Really, really impressive. Oscar, certainly has been great to have you. In conclusion, anything else you'd like to add or any closing comments for the listeners tuning in?
Thank you, Ray. Yes, I want to end this interview by thanking you, first of all, and also by telling everybody that's listening right now that starting up on a new company it's a tough job, but it's a very rewarding job. And as I said before, if they call you crazy, then you're in the right path. And an advice that has worked for us a lot is that if you're going to fail, fail quick and fast. So you can do everything again, and you can start another startup, which is one of our main interests, is to do something different and to change the world. That's basically what I wanted to tell everybody.
It is gfood.com. Oscar, it certainly has been great to connect with you and to hear more about your offerings, and certainly look forward to another conversation in the future right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Oscar Arango, CFO of gfood.com, a privacy-protecting search engine that doesn't track or store the online behavior of its users. And once again, the website of reference is gfood.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.